Coaches, entrepreneurs, high performers, and all those who are striving to make a positive impact on your community, welcome to Elevate. I'm your coach, Colin Mason, and my mission is to help you feel more in control. Expect to see massive growth in your mindset. Expect to see a difference in your energy levels, and expect to discover how to create and maintain positive momentum. This podcast is designed to deliver action-packed strategies to help you systematically produce results that align with your ultimate vision. I can't wait to get started. Let's go. What is going on? Welcome back to Elevate. This is your host, Colin Mason, episode 173. I'm back. I have struggled the last couple of weeks, and I think it's okay to admit that. I think it's okay to talk about it because that's growth, and that's us as, you know, entrepreneurs, entrepreneurs, people who are content creators, influencers, people who want to make an impact, which is you. If you're a high performer, there are going to be times where we kind of lack that motivation or that drive. And it was a really big question mark for me. I really had no idea what was going on. I didn't know why I was lacking the motivation to create content, to be on Instagram, to be on social media, to create podcast episodes for you guys. And I recognized what it was, and it was that I was really kind of lacking a sense of vision or a sense of purpose. And I think the purpose and the vision that we have for ourselves and why we do what we do is so crucial. It is so crucial. And I was really lacking that for a couple of weeks. I was really focused on my relationships, people around me. I was spending my weekends with friends and family, and it was amazing. It was so fun to be with them and to celebrate birthdays and to hang out, which took my focus and my attention kind of away on the content and the podcast and doing stuff like this for you guys, for my community, for the people I love and care about, right? And as that was happening, I was slowly starting to get off of social media. I was slowly starting to separate from this podcast and connecting with people in the space and the people that I've had on the podcast, people, friends and stuff, you know, whatever. So I was really struggling with getting the motivation to come back and to start creating again. And I had a conversation with a good friend of mine. His name's Petey. He's been on the podcast. He's an incredible dude and really transformational. Like he's phenomenal. And so I was talking to him and I said, you know, he's been struggling with creating content as well. And we were having a conversation about it. And I said, you know what, Petey, like I feel like I just don't have a lot to say, you know, and I've been staying off of social media and not creating content on my podcast just because I don't have a lot to talk about. And he heard that and he kind of felt the same way. And so I went deeper because I think everything is deeper. I don't think it's just because I have nothing to talk about. And as I went deeper and as I started to think about it, I went on a walk and it came to me. I was like, I'm struggling with the purpose behind what I'm doing. I'm struggling with the reason why. And I know it's so cliche and I know you've probably heard it a million times, but what's your why, right? Simon Sinek says it in one of his most famous talks in his book is start with why. Like you need a reason for why you're doing things. It's not just the execution. It's not just what you're doing, or how you want to impact. It's like, why are you doing it from the first place? And I was really starting to become disconnected with that because the work that I'm doing is the most amazing thing I could possibly imagine, right? I oversee a content department and and I'm a high performance coach. I work with online coaches, online entrepreneurs, people who have their own communities who want to make an impact. And I coach them on productivity and energy and performance. And it's the best thing I could ever ask for, right? So I'm not misaligned with my career or what I'm doing for work or in terms of business. But it's the extracurricular kind of stuff. It's the stuff that after I'm done at 4:30 PM, what's next? What's that thing? What's that project that I'm going to direct my focus to? And when I was in this conversation, I was thinking about, all like the last 2 years, why have I been so motivated and so excited to build and to create things? And it was just that. It was that I was building and creating something. I had a vision that I was moving towards. And these last couple of weeks, I've became disconnected from that. I started to put my focus on other things, which is not bad. It's not bad, but it kind of was pulling me away from my true purpose and what I want to do, which is make an impact on my community. And so I was challenged. I was challenged by a couple of people when I was having these kind of conversations. And they're like, you know, they were just challenged me. They asked me a ton of questions and I had to face the fact that I was just becoming disconnected to the why. And so this episode is going to be short, but it is a reminder to reconnect with your why. It's a reminder to reconnect with the purpose of what you're doing. Because we can execute, we can do the things that we know we're supposed to do, right? We can go to the gym and we can do the push-ups and we can do the planks and we can do the pull-ups, right? We can do the work, we can put in the work, but if we don't have a reason why, is that sustainable every day? Are you going to be able to get to the gym and do those hard, challenging push-ups? Because they are hard. Working out is hard. Now, I'm using a metaphor, clearly. But doing the work is hard and it is challenging. And if we are not rooted in that why and that sense of purpose, or if we're not in tune with the or in line with the vision that we have for ourselves, we're going to struggle. We are going to be hurt. Now, I was on the phone with a good friend of mine, a past client, and I was on the phone with her and she was struggling with the same thing about this. She was a little disconnected to why she started her business in the first place. And we reconnected. I asked her questions that reconnected with the why, the purpose for why she's doing it. And it was a great conversation. And all it took was me to open the door just a little bit, just to get a little vision check. Where are we going? Why are we going there? For us all to get reconnected. So that's all I have for you today. I really want you to reconnect with the purpose and the reason why. Now, if you don't know, I should say this. If you don't know what your why is, if you don't know the purpose behind your actions, it's time to figure that out. And it's time to go for a walk or to sit in a quiet place, to go sit on the beach and not have your phone and not have, you know, earbuds in and or headphones. I've never said earbuds. I don't know why I said that. Not have your headphones in and just think about why you're doing the things you're doing. And if it's not in alignment, what can you do to get into alignment? What adjustment can you make on the why or the sense of purpose to realign yourself so that you have that sense of purpose? Because when you have that sense of purpose and when you have that aligned vision, the motivation comes very easily. And so the question is not, how can I become more motivated, which I get all the time? How can I motivate myself? How can I become more motivated? If you're connected with the why and the purpose for what you're doing, motivation comes easily. Motivation comes easily. So I hope that makes sense. I want you to ask yourself those questions, and I will see you on Wednesday for the next one, because it's going to be fire. I know it's going to be fire. I hope you guys have a great day. I hope you have a good start to your week. Reconnect with your why, reconnect with that sense of purpose and that vision, and I will see you on the next one. Much love.